Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Law.
SM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on Monday morning, the first day of this week and the first day of this month. It is now December. We are in the final stretch of 2024, and we'll see what this year has in store for us in the remaining few weeks that are left. But we're just around the corner from 2025. I'm just around the corner from turning 47. That'll be on January 4th. And I posted the other day that, you know, I'm going to be 47 in less than a month, or in a little more than a month, rather. And I'm already getting emails to join AARP, like every day, multiple emails. And I had people responding to me saying, well, I'm surprised that you only started getting them now. And people were saying that they have been members since their 20s. Apparently, you only need to be 18 to join AARP. There is no age restriction, except, you know, you've got to be an adult to be able to join. And I didn't realize that A, it's so affordable, and B, there are so many discounts. So while I haven't joined yet, I think I will. I think I'm going to save it for my birthday. I think on my birthday I'll join. That'll be easy to remember the renew date every year. Although I was tempted because they had a Black Friday sale where you could sign up for 5 years for just $9 a year instead of $12 a year. And I was looking at some of the places where you get discounts. I'm like, just to get the discounts on hotel rooms and things like that alone is worth it. Car rentals. I had no idea. But I'm somebody who does look forward to the day where I'm going to get senior discounts. As someone who likes to save money, I'm looking forward to that day. I want to be able to go and pay the, you know, go to the seniors day on, what's it, Tuesday at Savers. I want to go to that. I want to move into a 55 plus community. Other people are like, oh, I can't imagine living at a 50. I'm like, yes, please, peace and quiet. Come on. So maybe I'm just weird. Got an app chat message from Jeff in Fall River who followed up on his question last week about the Polar Express. He says, we did the Polar Express train ride last night on the Cape. It was an enjoyable experience. My son loved it. We went to the North Pole, picked up Santa, and brought him back to the train with all of his elves. My cast that I had on the train car were very lively and energetic and very entertaining. Well, I'm glad that you had a great time. And I love trains in general, but I especially love trains at the holiday time. It's probably the Edaville DNA that runs through me. We'll talk a little bit about Edaville coming up, but I find that, you know, trains are something that make me nostalgic for my childhood. From going to Edaville, going to Clark's Trading Post, going to North Conway. And also, you know, my grandfather had a model train in the attic of his house that was huge. Like when Beetlejuice came out, we made the joke like, oh, that's smaller than Pa's train. Smaller than his model that he has in his attic. And I was devastated that when he passed away, you know, my cousin and I were like, well, one of us has to inherit this thing and take it. And both of us were reluctant to take it down from the attic, mainly because it was so huge and we didn't know how we were going to get it down the stairs because it was all built up there. And it was a very narrow hallway, very tricky stairs, and it turned a corner. So we're like, we're going to have to slice it up to take it down in pieces. And you know, neither one of us wanted to get involved in it. And then when it came time to actually move it down there, because when my cousin moved into the house, my other cousin, she wanted to live in the attic. She wanted to sleep in the attic. So she wanted to take the train out and the whole thing just disintegrated. So kind of heartbreaking that he spent all those years building it. We used to love to go up there and play with it. Had the whistle, had the smoke, had everything. We used to buy different pieces for him, like for Christmas or his birthday or whatever. So that probably started my love of trains at a very young age. But this is definitely the time of year to get out and ride one. It's also the time of year to get out and do your holiday shopping. Time is running out. And WMUR has a story. That's the New Hampshire ABC station, and WCVB in Boston picked it up as well. A new report from the National Retail Federation shows that more people ages 18 to 24 are turning to thrift stores for their holiday shopping needs. The NRF report said the uptick is due to younger people being more interested in saving money and being more sustainable around the holidays. So they talked to some of the thrift stores in New Hampshire, and they said a lot of younger, high school, all the way up, said one of the staff members at Corey's Closet in Hooksett, New Hampshire, we had a line out the door at 7:30 on Black Friday. We open at 9:30. It was crazy all day long. We started putting any new donated items out to the side for Black Friday. We were able to offer those at a really low price, so that was good for gifts. So they're talking about, you know, new items that are being sold in secondhand stores. But this report says that there's also people who are buying used items and giving used items. Now, how do you feel about that? Because I know people that don't like getting used items and certainly would not want to get a used item as a gift. I don't know. I mean, I've been given things that were secondhand as gifts before, and it doesn't bother me any. You know, as they say, it's a thought that counts, but it was a good item. My son, when he was growing up, he used to get, like, weirded out by anything that was used. And I don't know... when he snapped out of that, but he's a thrifter now. He loves to go to thrift stores. He does all of his shopping at thrift stores. And it's become a hobby for him. I was like, well, you probably learned that from watching me, but you just never wanted anything from a thrift store. You refused. And some people are just weirded out by something somebody else owned that they don't know. But I can see why younger people are trending toward this for their holiday shopping. It's probably because they're doing a lot of their shopping there. And if you're going to go to Walmart and pay $10 for a Walmart brand shirt, what would it be? Like, I don't know, Faded Glory, George, something like that. If you're going to go pay $10 for a shirt like that, why not go to a secondhand store and pay $10 for a Van Heusen, something that's going to be a little bit more durable and a little bit better quality? And I do, you know, a lot of my shopping, almost all of my shopping for clothes now at secondhand stores because I keep changing sizes. And I find that, you know, the prices are getting higher for used stuff, but I'm still getting pretty good deals. It doesn't make sense to me when I go into, and, you know, we've complained about Savers before, and we probably will again, but when you go into Savers and they've got a Faded Glory shirt for $8, when I know that Faded Glory shirt is $9.99 brand new at Walmart. But when I can walk in and get a, you know, Ralph Lauren polo shirt for $8.99, and I know that sells for $40 or $50, that's a pretty good deal. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. You had a good Thanksgiving?
I did. How was yours?
It was okay. I was sitting here and hearing you talk about the thrifting. I went a couple of weeks ago to a store that you came on and told us about, Treasures or something there on Akin Hill Road.
Oh, yeah. She closed down.
Yeah, I went there and there was nothing. I said, what? I so never had the chance to go in, and I was driving by. I said, oh, I'm going to go to that store, and it was gone. She had a lot of nice things. What happened?
I'm not sure. I know she went into a different line of work. So I think maybe the store just wasn't quite making it.
No, I guess not. No, I saw the website where she had some pictures, and I said, wow, that's a nice place to go in there. And I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to go there when she was open. Too bad. What else was I going to say? Oh, RFK. Okay, I know he's going to try to do a good job. But I've been watching. I've always admired him. But now, since he's been getting this new job he's got coming, I got into him a little bit more and dug in. Now, he is going after the food colorings, the food dye, yellow number 5 and blue number 10, whatever, and preservatives and enhancements for food, which is good. Very good that he's going to do that. But he hasn't said a thing about the sugars, about the seed oils. And I haven't heard him say nothing, so I think he's concentrating just on the enhancements, preservatives, and color dyes that they're putting in children's cereals. We need all the cereals gone, not just the colors, not just the preservatives. It's killing kids. Children today are getting diabetes, obesity. I mean, diabetes was an old age disease years back. Now children, and I see them in the market basket. It's horrible. All the cereals that people are buying. And I got to watch what I say with you because you lit into me one day about food. Remember? You let me have it, me trying to tell people what to eat. So I'm trying to limit what I say about the foods now. But I'm not telling people what to eat. I'm just trying to warn them. If you don't know what's going on with our food, you better start looking into it because a lot of the illnesses and diseases that you have, you could be a lot better and probably avoid all that stuff.
Well, I did think I saw something on social media where he had said he was going to push for Coca-Cola and other soft drink makers to do away with the high fructose corn syrup and go back to cane sugar.
Yes, I think I might have seen that. But I'm going to tell you, the cane sugar doesn't make a difference. It's sugar, period. You can spell it any way you want.
Cane sugar is better than the high fructose corn syrup, but neither one is great for you.
It can still make you sick. You know, once you get the diabetes, then it's a cause of blindness and it wrecks your pancreas. It leads to, you can get pancreatic cancer is on the rise. Now, I spotted that the other day on some new study that came out. And I've been trying to follow one about what it was now. The lungs. My friend over the weekend, oh, my God, she got a sore throat. It started out with a sore throat. She ended up in the hospital, and I wasn't going to go over there to see her. I text messaged her. I found out she was there, and I said, listen, don't expect me to come in there. And she texted back. She said, no, I understand, but I can't barely breathe and blah, blah, blah. So they just let her out last night because she had enough of it. They were shooting her off with all kinds of stuff. And then one nurse came in, couldn't get the needle in right, stuck her again. Then she started yelling, get somebody in here that knows how to do this. I mean, who are they hiring nowadays? I don't understand. The few times that I've been hospitalized, I mean, there's a guy, my whole family calls him the vampire because he does not miss. He comes in, he gets the job done so quick, nice and smooth, fine as you please. And he goes, thank you, and walks out. He's so good. I don't know his name, but I hope he never leaves St. Luke's anyway because that's the first hospital we go to if you live in New Bedford, you know. Well, nobody wants to be stuck with that needle over and over. Come on.
No, and I was somebody that had to deal with that quite a bit because, you know, they always had trouble finding it with me.
Yeah, me too. There's only one spot they get it from me now, and it's on the upper outside near the elbow. They get it there every single time. If they try it anywhere else, it's no go. And sometimes they get snooty about it because when I go in there for the blood work, and I try to be nice. I say, I'm just giving you a heads up. I know you know your job, but this is where they used to get me. And I point to it. Sure, nah, I do my own thing. I know what it is. Yeah. And when they try to do their own thing, they don't get it. I said, I told you right over here. And finally she tried it and she got it right off the back. I mean, you know how your body works after so many years. I'm not young anymore. So I say, right here, this is the spot. Sure, nah. I do my own thing. Okay. And then the seniors that are still working phlebotomy, they're very good and they're very nice. And there was an elderly lady sitting across from me and she says, oh, they have a hard time to get me. I hope you don't hurt me. She goes, well, I know what to do. She was a senior. She went in the back. She came back with a little hot water pad and she put it right on the woman's arm and she made her feel comfortable. And it does help you because the blood circulates better when it's warm. So she put a little heat pad there, and boom, she got the blood right away. And the elderly lady got up and said, oh, I wish they all did that for me when I come in. She was mentioning it when you come in. They'll probably do it for you.
No, they don't want to have to stick you 10 times. They want to get it done and be over with.
Of course they do, yeah. And then if you say any little thing, they get a little upset, like you're acting as if they don't know their job. So you kind of hesitate to even say anything, like when I was telling her, this is where they usually get me. I could tell by her face. She didn't even like that I said that. In other words, come in, sit down, shut up, let me stab you, and we'll get it over with. You know, you can't say nothing. But I'll be going pretty soon again. Lately, it's on and off, on and off. I told her, what are you doing with all my blood here? What are you doing with it? You're making me come in so many times. What's going on here, you know? And nothing, just check in. So the last blood work came in just fine. He said, your cholesterol is a little high. You're eating too many eggs. I said, no, I'm going to eat more. And when I said to him, if my bad cholesterol is high, you're not mentioning my good one. How's my HDL? He goes, that's off the charts. And he told me, of all his patients, this is an endocrinologist too. He goes, of all my patients that are your age or near your age, no one has a good reading like that. I said, well, I'm not stopping my eggs, doctor. Not stopping it. As long as the HDL is good, you don't care what the bottom one is doing because you need cholesterol. Your brain's made of it.
Well,
did I use up my whole 10 minutes?
I think you did, but that's all right. Just make sure that the next time they stick you, tell them if they have to stick you more than 3 times, you're going to force them to listen to Tim Weisberg Show podcast. They'll get you right on the first time every time.
That. I'll do that for you.
Well, yeah. No, I'm doing it for you because if you threaten them with that, they're going to make sure they get it.
Well, yeah. No, because then they'll call you and complain about me, and then you turn around and complain about me too.
No, I would not.
Oh, yeah, I'll be dead meat. I'll be dead meat.
No,
How
no.
How much turkey did you eat? Did you put gravy on it?
There was kind of a smoked turkey, so I didn't really use any gravy. I just kind of ate that straight up. But I did have a moment where it was kind of scary. I took a piece of turkey and I thought that I had chewed it enough and I didn't and it got stuck in my windpipe and I thought I was choking. I haven't choked on food in a long time. It was scary, very scary.
My son-in-law, his younger brother, right? Every now and then he has to get straight to the emergency room because he's got that problem of almost choking on things. He's got a very narrow, what do you call it, where your esophagus or something?
Mm-hmm.
So he's on the alert also. He's run to the hospital many times, and they get it out for him. Got to be careful.
Yeah, but it was good. It was delicious turkey, so that didn't stop me from eating the rest of it. It was my first bite. And so it just goes to show
you. More than once, like at home with your family, and then
Well, we had the Thanksgiving meal, and then my sister gave me some leftovers to take home, so I had some leftovers on Friday.
Well, it's going to be turkey for 2 months now.
That's all that I had.
I don't eat much turkey. Well, thanks for the call.
All right, you have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye. All right, we are going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. So that is Robbie Dupree's Steal Away, and they talk in the Yacht Rock documentary about after What a Fool Believes was a big hit for the Doobie Brothers, they talk about how there was a lot of songs that kind of ripped off that riff, that piano riff, and I never thought of it before until they played all the songs that kind of ripped off that riff. But no bigger one than the aptly titled Steal Away by Robbie Dupree. I never realized before that's pretty much exactly the same thing. It's like back in the, for you wrestling fans, back in the WCW days when they didn't want to pay licensing fees for wrestlers' entrance music to be actual like grunge and rock songs of the 90s. So they would have them recreated but be off by one note. I think Jimmy Hart used to make them. So they'd be off by like a note or two, so it'd sound just a little bit different than Nirvana or a little bit different than Pearl Jam, but enough that people thought that they were using Nirvana or Pearl Jam for their songs. Yeah. Remember Vanilla Ice when he swore that he didn't rip off Queen? When he said, you know, their song goes dun 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 dun, and our song goes dun 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 ding dun dun. It's that little extra ding that made it not plagiarism. Sure. Anyway, it's time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
With weeks left in office, President Biden pardons his son. President-elect Trump threatens countries with tariffs. And if you missed Black Friday, there's always Cyber Monday.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden has decided to pardon his son, Hunter. Biden said in a statement Sunday that no reasonable person who looked at the facts in his cases can reach a conclusion that Hunter wasn't singled out because he's the president's son, adding that it's wrong. He said there was an effort to break Hunter, which in turn meant trying to break the president, and that there was no reason to believe it will stop here. The news comes as President Biden has said previously he would not use his authority to pardon or commute Hunter's sentence for his conviction on federal gun charges. Hunter is also set to be sentenced later this month in a separate criminal case after pleading guilty in September on federal tax evasion charges, with a pardon covering both the gun charges, conviction, and guilty plea. A top White House official says the U.S. is pushing for a ceasefire agreement that includes the release of the remaining hostages in Gaza. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan insisted the U.S. is involved in ongoing talks with both sides in the hopes of stopping the fighting between Israel and Hamas. Sullivan's comments come a day after the militant group released a video of Israeli-American hostage Eden Alexander, in which he could be heard pleading with President-elect Trump to secure his release. Trump is threatening a coalition of non-Western countries with 100% tariffs if they abandon the U.S. dollar. The BRICS coalition includes Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. On Saturday, Trump said he wants the coalition to promise that they will not create a new currency or back any other currency besides the U.S. dollar, and warned if they do, he'll impose huge tariffs. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is warning about salmonella-contaminated cucumbers. Almost 70 people have been infected in 19 states. States. While 18 people have been hospitalized, there have been no deaths. Five people in Massachusetts have been confirmed with the bacteria. The sun-fed or agrietado-labeled cucumbers were sold between October 12th and November 26th. Children younger than 5, adults 65 and older, and people with weakened immune systems are at the greatest risk. The Thanksgiving box office has hit an all-time high. Deadline says the five-day haul over the Thanksgiving holiday is over $420 million this year as people flock to U.S. theaters to see Moana 2, Wicked, and Gladiator 2. That breaks the record set back in 2018 when Ralph Breaks the Internet was in U.S. theaters over the Thanksgiving holiday. And it's Cyber Monday, the online shopping extravaganza that follows Black Friday. Retailers across the globe are offering deep discounts on a wide range of products, from electronics to clothing. Cyber Monday has become a major shopping event, with many people taking advantage of the deals to finish their holiday shopping. If you're looking to save some money, now might be the time to shop online.
WBSM Sports.
It's a good Sunday for the Bruins. They beat Montreal 6-3, and they're home to face the Detroit Red Wings on Tuesday. Not so good for the Celtics. They lost last night to the Cleveland Cavaliers 115-111, a game with the Miami Heat at TD Garden tonight at 7:30. Patriots lost to the Colts 25-24. They're off to Arizona to play the Cardinals on Sunday the 15th.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Cold out there today. Highs on the South Coast just making the upper 30s, maybe 40 in some spots. Colder than average for this time of year by about 10 degrees. Clear skies and sunny, but rain likely on Wednesday. And then that'll be followed by even colder temperatures heading into the weekend, just making the low to mid 30s. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
There's another one that used the similar chords to What a Fool Believes and became a big hit. Now, of course, they all do sound similar, too, because they're all using that Fender Rhodes piano. But, yeah, no, you can definitely hear it in a lot of those other songs. But anyway, yeah, check out the Yacht Rock documentary. I think you'll enjoy it. We'll play some more Yacht Rock, I guess, this morning, because why not? We'll stick with the theme. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemail on the WBSM app. Of course, we can talk about all the news of the weekend, the long weekend, going all the way back to Wednesday night when we found out that an Attleboro elementary school teacher had been placed on administrative leave after allegedly slapping two students at the school. And no name was released, no details were released. They just said that there's an investigation ongoing, that the police and the DCF were involved, and that the teacher had been placed on administrative leave. But as I pointed out earlier, that release came out at like 9 o'clock on the night before Thanksgiving. So I don't know if that was just the natural process of things because they were conducting this investigation and then had to have the PR service send out the press release. I don't know if they could have sent it over to the press release hours before. And because it's, you know, the night before a holiday, maybe the PR company didn't have somebody right away to write it up and send it out. But still, came out at 9 p.m., 9:08. And then we have the story of the fire yesterday in New Bedford. 15 people displaced. Nelson Street, but the fire alarm worked in the house, and that's what saved everybody, got everybody out of the house, was able to make it so the firefighters were able to contain the fire to where it had started on the first floor. But still, 12 adults and 3 children displaced by the fire. And that's that. By the way, that's not a lot of people. It was a 3-story house, but it was divided into 6 apartments. I know people hear 15 people and they say, well, they shouldn't have 15 people living in the house, but there were 6 apartments in the house. So we're talking, you know, an average of 2 people per apartment, plus a little more. And then we were talking also about this story that WMUR had, which is that the younger generation is turning toward thrift stores for their holiday gifts this year. And I talked about how, you know, some people would be upset about getting a used item as a gift. DSY says he was given a used Mickey Mantle card as a gift and he was thrilled. Yeah, but that's a little different. Getting a car that somebody else had before is not a big deal. But like some people would be offended if they got like a used sweater, a previously worn pair of pants. I was at Gifts to Give a few weeks ago. And there was a couple that both had shopping carts and had the shopping carts piled to the top with clothes. I mean, there's I don't know if they left anything for anybody else. And they were over the top. I mean, they were super annoying anyway. But they were over the top as they were checking out, and the man was ringing up all their purchases with telling him who they were all for, or talking to each other like, oh, Jeremy's going to love that. Oh, that's so Jeremy. Oh, I can't wait to give him this. And they were saying how like these were all Christmas gifts that they were going to wrap up. And I don't know. They must have known 25 different people because they must have mentioned 25 different names. And the wife would be like, oh, this is so Jeremy. And the husband would be like, yo, that's Jeremy all over. And it got to the point where they were doing it so much that I was like, I don't believe these people. I think these people are coming here to buy these items to go resell them. Whether it be online, on Poshmark, or Etsy or eBay, or whether they have their own secondhand store or something. But these people are here buying these clothes to resell them, and they're just trying to put on a front. When in actuality, it doesn't matter. Like Gifts to Give just wants to sell the clothes and raise the funds for their programs. Like would it suck if you were buying it for and taking away from people that's all they can afford to pay is $4 for a pair of pants or $4 for a shirt? Yeah, but I don't think anybody's going to fault you. That's how it works. The same way I can walk into Savers and buy something and then turn around and resell it if I want. But they were just so over the top with it. And then at the end, like their bill comes out to like almost $400. And keep in mind, this is a place where the average price of clothes is $4. So I don't know like what they were all, maybe they were buying gifts for everybody. I don't know, but it was a lot. And all I kept thinking was, I hope that if they are buying these and giving these as gifts, I hope these are the kind of people that don't mind getting used clothes as gifts. When I was a kid, it was, you know, my grandmother, especially, was always giving us stuff she bought at flea markets, yard sales. But like she didn't wrap it up as a gift. She would just be like, here, I got this for you at the flea market, and hand you a brown paper bag full of books or a couple of sweatshirts or something. So, yeah, I mean, I get it. I wouldn't be opposed to somebody giving me something used, especially if, like, it was a thoughtful thing. But I really understand why people are doing it as a way to save money, because what are you paying for out there? I would rather go buy something used that's higher quality than something brand new that's not going to last. If I only had $20 to spend on clothes, I could make $20 last more at Savers or Gifts to Give than I could at, you know, even Walmart. So I get why the younger generation is shopping this way. Also, I think part of it is if you are following the fashion trends, a lot of what young kids are wearing now are like 90s clothes. I was at that beer festival at Foxwoods on Saturday, and of course, there's a lot of younger people walking around the beer festival. And many of them were wearing like 90s looking fashions. And not just like the grunge, you know, flannel shirt over a t-shirt kind of thing. But the wide leg jeans, you know, like the JNCO jeans, I saw some people wearing those. Not as big as they were in the 90s, but still pretty big. I saw somebody wearing a pair of Silver Tab jeans. Actual real Levi Silver Tab jeans, which they don't make anymore, which means they bought these things vintage, probably online. And I looked up 90s jeans because I like those better, and they go for big bucks. Silver Tab. I used to like the Levi's 550s. They don't really make those the same anymore. They make them, but they're not the same as they used to be. The 555s are the best. But that's what kids are wearing. They're wearing those styles. So it doesn't surprise me that they're going to thrift stores. The problem is are you finding anything that old in a thrift store? It's amazing how entire decades are missing from the thrifting landscape. It's either stuff that's from the last like 10 years or so or stuff from the 70s. That's what you get. Especially if you go to buy a suit, a secondhand suit. Oh my God. I wouldn't be caught dead in some of those suits. And if I do die, please buy my suit at the thrift store. Do not go out and buy me a brand new suit. Actually, I just bought a brand new suit, so you can use that one. I haven't had it tailored yet, but who's going to know the difference, right? Who's going to know if the legs are a little too long? Nobody will know. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. This is it. Don't be a fool anymore. This is it. The winning is over. No room to run. And welcome back in, 508-996-0500. And we were talking before about trains and the holidays, and nothing brings those two things together like Edaville Family Theme Park in Carver. And if you haven't been to Edaville in recent years, let me tell you, the folks who are behind the operations there now, Brian and Hannah, they have brought back a lot of the Edaville that you remember. They have made it feel like the Edaville that you went to growing up. But also with a lot of great new additions as well. For example, over the last couple of years, they have added and expanded the Christmas market, where they have local artisans and vendors who come in and sell their wares, including a great antique store that has all kinds of cool stuff. If you're looking to give a nice secondhand gift, you know, for the collector in your life, they've got all kinds of great things. They've even got Edaville collectibles, which I've purchased many there. They also have, new this year, the horse-drawn carriage ride. So you can take an actual horse-drawn carriage ride around the park and see the sights of Edaville in a whole new way. Of course, you can also ride the steam train and see all of the thousands of lights all over the park. And they have their vintage amusement park rides, including the completely refurbished, the area that was in the back that was, you know, named after a a famous kids' toy train, has now been completely reimagined, dedicated to Edaville and to the LSD Atwood Cranberry Company. Same rides, just new names and concepts behind them. And it's a fantastic night out for you and the family to get you ready for the holidays. They're open on the weekends, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There'll be some Monday and Tuesday dates coming up around Christmas and around New Year's. You can get the entire schedule at Edaville.com. And, of course, pay attention to Edaville Family Theme Park on Facebook and Instagram to see some of their great events coming up. Special trains like the North Pole Limited, Santa's VIP Express, all those great events coming up. But the Festival of Lights ongoing through New Year's at Edaville. Get your tickets now at Edaville.com. They will go fast. So pick your date, get on there, get your tickets. They start at just $12.95. $12.95 gets you in the park and gets you experiencing all the magic and wonder of Edaville. And then you can add on and customize the Edaville experience that you want. So again, Edaville.com, get your tickets before they're gone, and I will see you over there. My number here, 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. I've got a question I'm going to throw out there for, and this isn't going to go for the Trump supporters, the Trump voters, the anti-Joe Biden people. I don't want to hear from you on this. I already know what you're going to say about this. I want to hear from the people who are Biden supporters or, you know, were voting for Kamala Harris. I want to know what you think of Joe Biden's decision to go against what he originally said and pardon his son, Hunter Biden. Not only for the crimes that have been discussed and were in the process of being adjudicated, not just for the tax evasion and for the firearms violations, but for any crimes that were committed within that 10-year window, as the pardon covers. So I want to know what the pro-Biden, or at least the pro, or should we say the anti-Trump side, thinks about it. Because I already know what the people who are for Trump are going to say about it, and I don't really need to hear that. We already know how you feel about it. We already know that you're going to have a problem with it, even though you didn't have any problem with Donald Trump pardoning Jared Kushner's father-in-law, Jared Kushner's father. You don't have any problem with that. So I want to know what the people who had a problem with Donald Trump doing that think about Joe Biden doing that. 508-996-0500. Let me take one final break here before we run out of time in this hour. We'll be right back.
Tom.
All right.